Here we are on the 17th then. It's the final par 3 before the big par 5, 18th at Earth. And, well, it's a daunting prospect for anyone, really. You have basically water in front of you and then the island green as well. This is a hole famous for the left bank viewing area. So if you've ever been down to the DP World Tour Championship, you'll know this hole very well if you have been to left bank. I've played this hole before. It's a tricky one, especially when you're hitting into the wind, Wayne, isn't it?
Oh, it is, 195 yards, so not overly long for these players. However, the pin position on the last day is tucked onto the left-hand top level. The players are usually experiencing quite a breeze blowing in the afternoon in their face, so they have to control the ball. It's going to favour a guy who knows how to play windier conditions, control that ball flight, and that's the person who's going to create the opportunity to make birdie.
I mean, obviously, the immediate danger is the water in front of us between the tee box and the green, but there's also water the other side of the green. As we've mentioned, it's an island green, so very easy to get your shot wrong and go off the back of it as well.
Yeah, if you have too aggressive a play, you can fly the green, airmail it, as we say, and then you've got a really tough shot, because then you're going to have to go to the drop zone and play a very tricky little pitch in here. But again, it's a great finishing hole, or one of the finishing holes here, and it's going to really be an interesting finish with all the spectators on left bank, the big screen that you can watch the live footage from. So a great place to come and hang out during the tournament.
You'll notice as well, if you are at left bank, then the players will, of course, walk straight by you as they move towards the green after their tee shot on the 17th. It's a great place to show your support as well before the big par 5, 18th, which is where we'll go now.